proclamation number 8923 dated the February 1st, 1965. God corrects a big error. I want to give you a very important explanation which should enlighten those of you who are still convinced that evil is inherent in me too, and that I have hence supposedly created beings with all their bad instincts and attributes. You, who have to fight against all these instincts in order to regain your original condition, did not emerge from me like that, because if that were the case I would have created a spirit world which could not be deemed to be in my image. Everything emerged from me in absolute perfection and has remained perfect for an infinity. Therefore, if they were in my image, in accordance with your opinion I myself would have to have all kinds of evil attributes within myself, hence I would have to be a god of duality, who created good as well as evil simultaneously. In this case, however, the beings could not be considered to be guilty, because they would have detached themselves from me as a result of their inclination. But then the act of salvation by Jesus Christ would not have been necessary either, because sin is an offense against me which, however, the being was unable to commit since it was not created in any other way, hence, I myself would have been the cause of this alleged sin. If you believe that all opposites are inherent in the most perfect being then you are contradicting yourselves. Because perfection has to be good, it cannot be associated with all evil attributes because then it would not be perfect any longer. But every fallen spirit is burdened with the original sin which it cannot eternally redeem of its own accord. Hence you can see from this the enormity and gravity of this sin against me, so am I supposed to have been the cause of it myself. Of a sin which demanded an act of mercy such as the human being Jesus has accomplished? Who realized that this very sin had to be redeemed one day for the sake of justice? One of the purest angel beings volunteered for this act of atonement in the knowledge that the sin of apostasy from God was the ultimate offense against his love. And was I supposed to have supported this sin myself by creating beings with all opposites? In order to then, because of my induced sin, make them walk an excruciatingly painful path through matter, which would thus once again imply an utterly evil being but not the boundless love of supremely perfect God and Creator who wants to be Father to you all. Everything that has resulted from the original sin is on account of my adversary's doing, who has been the cause himself, who has implanted you with all evil instincts and who is able to do so the moment you rejected my mission of love and thus had no further strength to resist him. As long as you support this misguided teaching you still have a very obscured concept of me, as long as you look for the origin of evil in me you do not yet understand Christ's act of salvation properly. Because you can only speak of the original sin when you are fully responsible for it, and this would not be the case if I had created you with the tendency of sin already within yourselves. However, since you are burdened with the original sin, from which you can only be redeemed by Jesus Christ, but cannot accuse me of any injustice, it is clearly self-evident that the sin against me was committed by you yourselves. That my adversary has induced you to commit this sin, which you committed voluntarily and therefore you are also fully responsible for it, that you therefore brought about all past torments and suffering yourselves and Jesus Christ will help you to become free of this guilt. To you, who want to serve me by spreading the truth, the act of creation has been extensively explained, as far as you are able to grasp it. And from all this follows that the spirit world was originally created in complete perfection, and that I was extremely happy with the host of the first created spirits for an eternity. But I have also known about my first externalized spirit's antagonism for an eternity. I've known about his opposition and the confusion he would cause amongst my earliest spirits. I knew of their apostasy from me, but I had externalized him as my image with the same creative power and creative strength, and I did not stop him when he misused this power and transferred all of his bad attributes onto those who followed him voluntarily, because I had allowed the will of all beings to be free. And this explained the fall into the abyss, only it occurred voluntarily and was particularly grave because the beings were still within the light of awareness and yet they have accepted all evil attributes which my adversary has embodied in them, but for which I myself cannot be held responsible. Amen.